This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, Alex Chadwick heads to the LA car show to investigate politics. Well, at least that's what he told the boss. But first, it's time again for that wonder of wonder, saving you hours on Sunday by listening for just a few minutes to us now, our regular Friday talk with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. He joins us each week for a look at the weekend's political shows. Welcome back, Juan.
Glad to be with you, Madeline. I'm in snowy Washington on the way to snowy Iowa.
You're always somewhere. Well, speaking of Iowa, you know, the big news, obviously, is the race for the Democratic nomination. Dick Gephardt, congressman from Missouri, he's on Face the Nation this weekend, and I understand he really, really needs to win in Iowa the week after next.
Absolutely. He won in Iowa 4 years ago, Madeline, but this time around, it's do or die for him because he's loaded all of his resources into Iowa. He has no standing in polls nationally. He simply hopes to play on the connection, the close proximity of Missouri, his home state, to Iowa, as well as on his union connections in Congress. He has always been a big bolster for union issues. But that's all he's got going for him. Clearly, he's trailing Howard Dean, the former Vermont governor, badly in national polls. In fact, even trailing retired General Wesley Clark. And he's facing a renewed challenge from Senator John Kerry. So really, Gephardt is on a very thin edge here, but he's hoping that he can turn out those union forces in sufficient number to win the caucus.
And John Kerry is on Meet the Press this weekend, and you say he's picking up some steam. What's he going to say this weekend?
Well, I think John Kerry is really going to say that he's electable. That's the big knock on Howard Dean, the leading candidate at the moment. And I think John Kerry's going to come back and say, hey, don't forget that I've got all this experience, that I've got experience in Washington. I operate with a strong basis in terms of foreign policy experience. Don't forget that I'm a Vietnam veteran. He's going to make all those claims in a strong way to say that he has the power to defeat George W. Bush, and that power does not lie with Howard Dean.
Now, one of the candidates who's not going to be on the shows this week, it's retired General Wesley Clark. And he's made some interesting news this week. I understand he's trying to remake his image somewhat.
He certainly is. The New York Times had a front page piece about how he's now wearing sweaters and trying in general make appeals to women, having Madonna, for example, send out letters testifying to his good character and his willingness to deal with issues of compassion and the social safety net. So Wesley Clark is on the move. Clearly, he did very well in terms of fundraising, coming in a close second to Howard Dean in the last quarter, and he poses a major threat. He's not a candidate for the Iowa caucuses. He is a candidate in New Hampshire and likely there to come in as much as second behind Howard Dean. And then once the campaign turns south and you get into states like South Carolina, Arizona, Oklahoma, it's possible that Wesley Clark could emerge as a real champion and someone who could threaten to defeat Howard Dean.
It's believed that there's a big gender gap with regards to Clark because he's seen as a military man. Is that true with the other candidates? Is there a big gender gap?
No, Howard Dean is doing very well with men and women. Gephardt is also doing well with men and women, but clearly it's more of a male phenomenon because of his strong union backing as the base of his political campaign. No, it really is a clear issue with the former General Wesley Clark. I think women initially took him to be rather cold, but what you see is a real concerted effort on Clark's part now to soften that image with the sweaters and the likes of Madonna.
Now, the White House is sending out Treasury Secretary John Snow and Commerce Secretary Donald Evans. What's their message?
Madeline, their message is the economy is going great and no one needs to fear the idea of illegal immigrants being allowed to work in the United States if they can find jobs, if employers want their services. So the president proposed this week just such a plan that would allow for a three-year worker amnesty, if you will. Someone could come and find a job in the U.S. And Snow and Evans are going to go out there and say this is a great plan. It's going to appeal not just in political terms to Hispanic voters, but will benefit all Americans and benefit American industry and American trade.
And finally, on Fox, Mexican President Vicente Fox will be on. And it used to be that the two presidents, President Fox and President Bush, were great friends. President Bush is traveling to Mexico next week. What is the status of their relationship?
Well, it looks like they're in a reconciliation phase, Madeline. It's a little bit of a soap opera. Vicente Fox clearly did not agree with the president's stand on Iraq and did not support him at the United Nations. That led to a bit of a tear in the relationship. But now, as the Iraq seems to be more under control for President Bush, he has renewed this relationship, and the idea of offering this new worker amnesty program in the United States really does appeal to not only Fox's interest, but to Bush's interest in wooing Hispanic voters going into 2004.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Alan.